If you have been listening to my meditations, you probably have been thinking about and pondering over traumas that you have experienced in the course of your lifetime. Traumas that might have occurred at the point when you were born or even at the point when you were conceived. Traumas during the early childhood, teenagerhood, early adult. Traumas that occurred in the course of living, of having jobs, of working, of living, of having fun. Traumas that were physical, traumas that were emotional, traumas that were mental. We do experience many traumas every day of our lives, but some traumas are truly significant. And those traumas are housed in our bodies until they are released. The good news is that however many significant traumas you have experienced over the course of your lifetime, they can be totally and completely released from the tissues of your body. You no longer need to hold those traumas in your body. So you ask me, well, okay, what's the way? How do I do it? How do I release the trauma that I'm carrying and have carried in my physical body? How do I do it? My answer is that it depends on what is best for you. So you have to do some shopping. You have to consider a number of different possibilities and alternatives. At our own center, our own healing center, we're pursuing quantum healings that are very powerful for being able to help people release trauma without having to go through the agony of the experience of the trauma itself. There are a wide variety of therapies that you can consider that can be effective in helping you release the trauma that is trapped and holding your life force back. Traumas with such names as cranial sacral therapy, Bowen therapy, Reiki, energy healing, healing touch, Zen massage, family constellation therapy, path work. There are many, many, many different modalities. I have only mentioned a small number of possibilities. Psychologists and psychiatrists have many possibilities, including hypnotherapy and process work and dream work. My goal in Parkinson's recovery is to have interviews with individuals who have had those experiences. Emotional freedom technique, for example. So we can document how those particular therapies can be useful in being able to help you totally and completely release the trauma that is trapped in your physical body. There is no one single answer that is best for everyone. I do know that there are answers out there that are right for you. Keep tuned, keep listening, stay abreast of what we are discovering, for you will come across an approach or a therapy that will, I promise you, work beautifully for you. It is time to release the trauma that is housed in the tissues of your body and aggravating the symptoms that you are experiencing. Consider possibilities this week. Act on those possibilities. You will be delighted with the ultimate outcome, though you may be experiencing in the interim or in the short term an exaggeration of symptoms. I assure you that when you get over the hump, you will see a delightful reprieve in the symptoms that you have been experiencing. Good luck with your investigations. There is a lot of help and there are a lot of possibilities out there to consider. Thanks for listening. This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery.